Gamer's in.
Yeah, hi. Listen, I've got a complaint here. There was a man who was defecating on your property, and I don't appreciate that. My son saw that.
Where on the property?
Outside. We were going to park in there to go purchase some cards or something like that. My son dragged me down there to the store of yours, okay? And
okay.
There's a man in a cat costume or some kind of animal costume. And they were playing some game. They're playing some game out there. And the next thing I know, he's squatting like he's an animal. And he defecated on the floor outside in front of my car. In front of me and my kid.
Where, were you parked up front here?
Yes, I was parked up front. Some man in a cat costume or dog costume. I don't know what the hell it was. He like basically crouched down like it was an animal and he pooped in front of my kids. My kid was like, "What's that, Dad?" And this guy was like, just right there, pooping right in front of everybody.
You know what? My daddy's been to jail.
Okay. I wish someone would have come in and told me that. I mean, I would have gladly done something about it.
Do you have a cordless phone?
Do I? Yes. I'll walk out there right now.
Go out there right now, and I want you to tell me you see that poop right there that he left. It's right in the front.
Well, is it by a blue... I mean, I'm out the front door right now. I'm out here out in the front door.
Yeah, keep going.
Where? I need to know where in the front, from the front.
Where are you at, the blue thing?
I'm right at by the blue Bronco.
Maybe go a little further out towards the street.
Okay, hold on one second. I have to have someone watch the counter for me.
All right.
Okay. All right, where is it at?
Keep going.
I'm in the middle of the parking lot.
Keep going.
Where, though? Which way do I go?
Go towards the street more.
All right. There's like 10 different parking spots up here.
Yeah, keep going.
Was it in front of your car?
Yes. He bent down in front of my... He crouched in a position right in front of my car, and he let out poop. He was pooping.
I'm at the front where all the gravel is between the parking lot and the main road.
All right.
I am not seeing any poop here.
You see right in front where the road is on the curb?
What, the road?
Yeah, right on the road on the curb.
If they're on the main road, I can't do nothing about that. I'll keep an eye out for it, but...
No, I'm holding you responsible. The guy asked him what you're doing. He said, I'm a member of the furry club inside, he said. And he said,
well,
that
that's pretty hard because we banned all furries from here about 3 weeks ago.
Well, he said he had a right to do it, he told me.
No, he did not. And I can actually have the manager talk to you if you wanted. But, I mean, we banned all furries when we changed our hours.
Why, they were doing that nasty stuff there?
Well, they were starting, I don't know about that nasty stuff, but they started to make this place a hangout, and they were just hanging out outside all the time. So, basically, when we changed our hours, we banned all furries. So they're not supposed to be here at all.
Well, listen.
And if something like that was ever to happen, I wish someone could have said something that they were outside. I would have gone out there and took care of it.
I'm holding you responsible that this man in a cat costume was pooping in front of everybody there.
Okay. They had no control over what one person does.
It was a whole group of them. Is that manager there? You can put him on.
Yeah, hold on. Call him on. Hey, Cole, you got a phone back there so you can pick up? There's a guy here that wants to talk to the manager about furries crapping on the parking lot. Yes, and I tried explaining to him that, I mean, we banned all furries, but he said he wants to talk to a manager. All right. But, all right, he's coming up. He'll be coming up in a second. He was in the back.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you knew our hours before, but we had our hours where we were 24-7.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 weeks ago, we changed our hours to where we're open from Thursday to noon till Sunday to midnight. And when we did that, we banned all furries from being allowed to come here.
You banned them?
Yeah, we went to where they're not allowed to come here. So they might have done that just because we banded them and we had no control over that because we told them not to come here anymore.
Yeah, well, you guys need to sanitize that parking lot. I'm gonna report you guys unless you bring a crew out to sanitize the entire parking lot.
Okay, well, the manager's coming up. We did ban them. I can't watch the parking lot 24/7. We do our best.
Well, I don't care if you banded them together or not. They're banding together. They're going outside and defecating. Who knows what else they're doing out there? Disgusting people like that. And those people doing drugs. I saw on TV that those furry people were doing drugs.
Okay, well, we don't allow drugs on our premises at all. We don't allow that kind of
stuff here. Well, you used to 3 weeks ago. You let the drug people there.
I did what?
You let drug people there 3 weeks ago.
No, I did not, sir. I don't know which drug people you were talking about.
Well, the drug people and the furry stuff. And the guy, they're so out of their mind on crack, cocaine, and methamphetamines that they're pooping everywhere.
I don't know which furry people you were talking about, sir. But like I said, we banded them for reasons for them just being out here not doing nothing.
Where's the manager?
He's coming up. I just called him.
It's taking a long time. Wow, so you sell energy drinks there?
Do what?
You sell energy drinks there, don't you?
Yeah, we sell energy drinks.
Oh, God.
Hold on, put them on. What happened in the park?
No wonder.
Crap? Like, literally crapped in the parking lot?
3 weeks.
Huh?
3 weeks. I'm just waiting for Cole, because Cole was, he wanted to talk to a manager, so I'm just waiting for Cole.
Who's that guy? Is that the guy?
No, I was waiting for. Wait, no, it's not the manager, but the manager's coming up front, sir.
Is that the guy that was pooping in the parking lot? The crap there? What you got?
No. All right, is this a prank call? Is this
no!
A,
hey, your time's worth more than that. Get off the phone with this numbskull.
Yeah.
You put him on the phone right now.
That's not the manager, sir. The
That's
manager
disgusting.
Will be here in a second.
I'm writing this down in my report.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Tiny.
And what's the other guy's name?
Who?
The guy who was saying that that he's going to hang up on me, that I'm a numbskull. I heard what he said. What's he say? What's his name?
My God.
No, I'm writing all this down in my report. I want to know because I'm getting with the health commission, the health people, the Department of Health.
Apparently, he's writing this down to get the health commission because he's upset that apparently a furry crapped in front of his car when he brought his kid to buy cards.
And tell him that I'm making a report to the Department of Health. Tell that guy that too.
As much as that sucks, and as much as we feel for him, we can't be responsible for the actions of other people. Be responsible for the actions of our employees.
Mm-hmm.
We can do whatever it is to make them happy, but that person got banned. And there's
not... No, all furries got banned from here.
Well, I mean, there's nothing more that we can do. We're not legally liable for anything else. We cleaned it up. The guy just wants to bitch, put him in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Are people covering for this?
Is Cole still in the back? He said he's...
These people are covering for them. You hear them in the background? They're covering for each other. I know they're all involved in this. They do these things there. I heard about this on 2020 where they do these things. They act like animals and they do defecate and everything on each other. And they try to keep a secret. Are you there, sir?
I'm right here, sir.
I had seen a report on this where you furries, you defecate, and you do all these rituals and stuff like that. And that you had this whole culture and everything like that. And that's exactly that man, the disgusting, perverted man, did that in front of me and my son.
Well, we do not allow that kind of stuff here, so I don't know how it is our fault, sir.
No, you condone
our
this
business,
on your property.
Our business is responsible for our employees, and none of our employees have nothing to do with that.
Then why is there a man dressed like some kind of cat animal outside defecating, pulling out his private parts?
That has not happened since I've been here, sir. I don't know where that
happened
came
today.
From.
It happened
and
today.
And if someone would have told us that happened outside, we would have went out and took care of something like that.
You have
but nobody told us.
What about the cameras you're supposed to have?
There, we have no cameras for outside.
There's children going there. You don't have cameras.
Bottom line is that we can't be responsible for everybody else's actions. Clean up once we find it. Our employees don't do that. We're literally not responsible for that. It's like going to Walmart and trying to sue the guy because it sucks while you're standing next to him. Or trying to sue somebody like him.
That man sure has a lot to say.
There's nothing you can say to make him happy.
You put him on the phone.
Email, get off the phone. You get paid to sell stuff, not make random apps.
How about this, sir? Can I just give you the email so you can email the manager?
Let me talk to that. Let me talk to that guy. Let me talk to that smart mouth little man.
Well, I don't need you giving me attitude now because I'm trying to talk to you and being civil.
Well, you heard.
And now you're snapping at me.
He's giving me attitude. Let me talk to that smart man so I don't have to take it out on you. He thinks he's so smart.
Actually, you know what?
He's disgusting.
The email's on our website. He can go to the website.
I just told him to talk to
I don't email. I don't use the internet. My son's not allowed to use the internet anymore because of this.
We can do.
Okay.
So, no.
There's literally nothing we can do.
Put him on the phone.
He's not working right now.
He's a woman. You tell him I said he's a woman. Tell him.
I'm not getting into this drama, and I have other customers I have to take care of.
I'm going to hit you in the head with a fucking wooden mallet.